I knew a nun, Martha went on, whose hands shook like that. She was an artist. She's in a sanatorium now, they say. And she told him then about Sister Mathilde and Genevieve Revere's painting. I've not been able to tell that to anyone before. I don't know why I've told you. There's something a little wicked about it. Not just morbid, isn't there? A little, Marcus said. He was wise enough to hold back any glib explanation. But do you know what it is that I remember most about it, Marcus? The way she looked at me, so proud of being able to cry without the tears coming out of her eyes.
Self-discipline, Marcus said.
And his own thoughts leaped immediately to Dr. Bergner and his steadied hands. But in a wrong sort of way, like a cripple that's stronger than most people who aren't crippled. I suppose that's cruel of me, isn't it?
No, it's much the truth, he said.
But why did I destroy the picture? That's what troubles me. It was a terrible thing to do.
He drew a deep breath. God help us, Martha, when our consciences put us at the mercy of cripples.
That's the difference between mercy and pity, isn't it? She asked after a moment.
You insist on going to the heart of matters, don't you?
He looked at her until she met his eyes.
Do you know, you've taken a great burden from me?
Her smile was sudden. I'm very glad.
Someday I shall tell you about it, Marcus said. But not now.
I suppose we should go back to the dance now, Martha said.
He shook his head but got up. There's a view I want to see, and I know with whom I want to see it. He held out his hand.
She took it, rising, and they crossed the hall to the dining room. The long tables were already down, the velvet drapes drawn. They walked through the room hand in hand, and if the servants working there saw them, they never let on. Marcus parted the drapes, and they stepped up on the dais, the darkness closing behind them. The trees, the snow, all outdoors, was whisper still as they gazed out. Suddenly, a deer came out of the woods, right up to the terrace.
I ordered that for you, Marcus said.
From Santa Claus?
There isn't any Santa Claus, he said. But don't you worry.
He put his hand to her cheek and turned her face to his and kissed her very gently but lingeringly, for he felt the tremble of her lips. He wondered if she could hear his heartbeat as he could hear it.
Now we had better go back, he said a moment later.
Yes. The deer, when she looked, was gone. Poor animal. I hope there's something out there for him.
And for me, Marcus said, parting the curtain so that a shaft of light shone upon them. There's nothing in this kind of living for me, Martha. You know that, don't you?
He indicated with a toss of his head the house within. Nor for me.
I know that too, she said, and went in before him.